Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In battling malaria, public health officials have long focused on controlling populations of the mosquitoes that transmit the deadly disease. But what if biting a human became fatal for the mosquito? Brian Foy, associate professor of microbiology, immunology, and pathology at Colorado State University, explains his work with a medication that appears to turn the tables on this tiny pest.
Malaria is an ancient scourge of humans and continues to be one of the deadliest diseases in Africa, causing the deaths of nearly 1 million children each year. Malaria parasites are spread insidiously. A mosquito ingests the parasite in infected human blood, and then the parasite develops in the mosquito for about 2 weeks, and finally is transmitted to a new person by a subsequent mosquito bite. This can be an efficient process because many malaria-transmitting mosquitoes are highly adapted to biting humans frequently and almost exclusively. However, my colleagues and I are trying to control malaria transmission by using this efficiency to our advantage, by attacking the mosquito when it bites people. A drug called ivermectin, which generally has few to no side effects, is already mass-administered to millions of people in villages throughout the tropics to control their parasitic worms. But a mosquito will ingest a little bit of ivermectin when it takes a blood meal from a treated person. We have shown in the lab that this little bit of drug can kill malaria-transmitting mosquitoes and have measured the same effect against wild blood-fed mosquitoes caught in villages in Senegal after the villagers took the drug. Most importantly, malaria parasite transmission in the ivermectin-treated villages was significantly disrupted after villagers took the drug. Our models suggest that giving the drug to villages every 3 to 6 weeks during a rainy season could result in sustained malaria transmission control. The potential benefits of this novel control strategy are clear. Ivermectin would work against mosquitoes that bite anywhere and at any time of day, compared to other control methods like bed nets that only work when people are sleeping under them. Most importantly, the synergistic cost and health benefits are very promising, because this drug would kill parasitic worms in individuals and simultaneously prevent malaria transmission among the affected community.
That was Brian Foy from Colorado State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.